blessed Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we want to express our thanksgiving and appreciation unto Thee, Lord. For ever since we entered this place, your house, Lord, it's been blessing upon blessings. We are grateful, we are thankful unto Thee. Thank you for the anointing that you give to your servants. Thank you for the inspiration to speak your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessing, the result that is doing, that has, it has done in the midst and the life of your people. Lord Jesus, we are grateful unto Thee. Father, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this afternoon, to this evening, as we look unto Thee once again to look into your word, Master. Lord Jesus, it is not the word of a man. It is your word, Master. The word that you revealed and you gave to your servant, the prophet, that we want to re-echo once again this evening. May you help us, Lord Jesus. Give us revelation, Father. Give us understanding. Speak to our hearts, O living God. Lord, in the way that your people will understand, may you speak unto them, Heavenly Father. Lord, help the speaker, help the hearers, O living God. Bless all of us together. At the end of this service, you have every cause to glorify thy great, O living Master. The children that are on their way to their destinations, may you grant unto them journey mercies, O living God. And remember your servants also in other places, your servants in O, your servants that are in Bakatari, may you be their help, O living God. Help them and be with them and see them, to use them to be a child of blessing to your people, Master. Lord Jesus, at the end of this service, we all have every cause to glorify thy great, O living Master. Take us in the realm you want us to be, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. God bless you. You are welcome once again to this afternoon, so this evening service. As we sing that song again, before we... You can sit down, please, not to keep you standing. Let's relax and sing this song to glorify the name of our God. 218. My God, the moon and the stars, the path that he trod, the sheep and the horses, the beasts of the field, all of these wonders make me know that he's real. How great is our God, how great is his word, he's the greatest. Ever was a hero by the waters of the mighty Red Sea. He said, I will lead you with your trust in you. He used our prophet, he made the way to show what is greatest. Oh, how great is our God. Oh, how great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was a hero by the waters of the magic sea. He said, I will live. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, brethren.
You
are welcome to the service once again as we open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32. From verse 7 to 12.
Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bands of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eyes. As an eagle steereth up a nest, fluttereth over a young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him.
Bi baba re lere yo si fi o bi awon agba re o so fo nigbati o ga oko pin ini won awon orilede nigbati o tu awon omo eniyan ka o pala awon eniyan na gege bi iye awon omo Israeli nitori pe ipin ti Oluwa li awon eniyan re Jacob ni ipin ini re ori ni ile asale ati ni agiju ni biti eranko ke oyika o toju re o pa mo bi eyin oju re bi ditiru itere ti ra baba sori awon omo re ti na iyapa re ti gbe won ti ma gbe won lo lori iyapa re be ni oluwa ni kan samona re ko si si orisa.
May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We have been looking at this sermon as the eagle steereth up a nest. The last time we were on it, we looked at the Cincinnati soul experience that the Brabram had. How the servant of the Lord said he saw an eagle caged. And he said that was the most peaceful sight he has ever seen. Until something corrected him and said, that is not the most pitiful sight that you have seen. You have seen worse thing than that. He said, the worst sight that you have seen is to see a son of God, a daughter of God, that is supposed to be a son and a daughter of God, caged in sin and denominations and creeds and dogma. We read it that last Wednesday. And we also saw how when that eaglet will be delivered from among the creed and denomination in which he is caged, how God expects them to be delivered. Because brethren, one thing is this. Abraham said, smoking, drinking, gambling, reviling, and the rest of them. He said, that is not the actual sin. He said, the main sin is what? Is unbelief. Unbelief in what? In the word of God. And it is that unbelief that is actually the cage. You see, like last Wednesday, we were looking at the days of miracle is past, as they said, as they used to say in those days. See, when a person believes that, that is as far as he could go or she could go in God. He cannot go beyond that until he believes that God can heal and deliver and set free. That is when God can help him or her. When you say God, the days of miracle is past, you put yourself in the cage where God himself cannot even come to help you. Until you believe that this God that I know, that I believe, he can heal me, that is when that God will actually come and heal you and deliver you. Praise to the Lord. That goes for everything that we believe. If I believe that my God is holy and he wants me to live a holy life, he wants me to live a sanctified life and holy life, I will conduct myself like that. I will not dress myself in a way that will make me unholy. I will not put my hands on things that are unholy. I will see myself that I'm serving the holy God who hates those dirty things. And that is the way I will live. Praise ye the Lord. But when we cage ourselves in things that are contrary, like I said the last week, contrary to the revealed world of today, God cannot help us. May the Lord Jesus help us. Praise ye the Lord. So we continue from there. So Abraham taught us also, as we are looking at this eagle, don't forget Abraham taught us that God likened himself to eagle. He is prophet to eagle and his children as the eaglets. Praise ye the Lord. God's eagle are specially built people. Just like Brabra said, eagle is a special built bird. Yes, sir. Because the places where he goes, the altitude where eagle gets to, no other bird can get to that place. And Brabra said, what good is he going there if he can, if he's inactive, he cannot do anything when he gets there? You see, when he gets there, God so big build his wings, so to the point that that wind is so strong to wither the storm that is in the in that altitude. Yes, sir. And also you can see the ground. The higher he goes, the farther he can see. Let me also say something.
Yes,
and this is Brabra did not say this one. It's what I learned from the people of people that study eagle. The eagle is also fast in its movement, faster than the fastest car. Yes, he can speed, and we also learned that the only bird that can speed faster than eagle is falcon. I think they are saying falcon. Yes, falcon. I don't know what they call it.
Falcon.
Yeah, that one can speed faster than eagle. Praise the Lord. So eagle, Barbara said in his study of eagle, he said when eagle wants to give birth to his young, he said he flies very high and he looks for a cleft in the rock. Yes, sir. A cleft in the rock. That is where eagle build his nest. And his creature. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 49. Yeah, are you open to Jeremiah 49? Jeremiah verse 16. Jeremiah 49:16. Thy terribleness at the same day. and the pride of thy heart, O thou that dwelt in the cleft of the rock, that holdest the heights of the hills. Though thou shouldest make thy nest as high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord.
Ìbánilẹ́rù rẹ ti tọ́ jẹ ìgbéraga ọkàn rẹ nítorí ìwọ ń gbé kàlàpálà òkúta tó jókòó lé orí òkè bí ìwọ tilẹ̀ kọ́tẹ́ rẹ ga gẹ́gẹ́ bí idì.
So eagle look, Bible said they look for a cleft in the rock. And that is where they want to be. And when the eagle wants to get for his young that is caught, yes. You want to look for briars and use it to tie tie them together so that no sound will blow them away. Stickers. Seekers, briars are the ones that he loses to tie them together. Then he will look for something like leaves and the rest of them to pad these briars. Then he said, Baba said he will go and kill a rabbit or a lamb. Eat the lamb or the rabbit, and then bring the skin to cover that nest that is making. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bible said that is how God does his children. He said is different from his denominational brother. This ego
is
the national brother that we like the chicken that we go and build their nest in a barnyard in the corner somewhere. Yes, that is where they build their own nest. Where snake and the and other animals can go and take their young. You know one funny thing in our house? My wife just reared this native Adiebile. So there was a time that one of those hen lays about 10 or 15 eggs. And he hatched about 10. So you know what happened? One by one, this hawk, they will come and pick them. One by one. And the one that the hawk will not pick, that the hawk will not carry, it's chicken problem, that is a sickness. We kill some of them. Kill the others.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. Call you, we kill all of them. So I used to wonder, at least let us, I've used to wonder, this chicken, so we cannot, it's been very hard making them to at least keep all the hatched chickens. Because one way or the other, one thing will happen to them and they will all go. That is not an eagle. That's what Brabra said. The eagle does not lay his nest in a place where any animal or anything will go and attack his youngs. Yes, sir. That is like our God. Jesus Christ told his disciples, he said, who do men say hi the Son of Man ham? They said, you are like Jeremiah, you are this, you are that, and the rest of them. He said, who do you say I am? Until Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus Christ said, Simon bar Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. Praise ye the Lord. God build his church on the rock. I was saying the other time that eagle love rocks. The eagle knows the power of rocks. And he knows the importance of rock. That is why when he catches any animal, he will take them high. Take them high and just drop them on the rock. That is the end of that animal. So eagle taste is mindful of his young, so that nothing will be able to harm them, nothing will be able to hurt them. Praise ye the Lord. That is the way God takes care of us, his children. Even at that place in the rock, in the cleft on the rock, the storm cannot just go there and carry them away. Because eagle is careful of his young. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Brother Brown said, he has laid the nest, he has pad it, and then he lays his egg on this nest. Therefore, when those eaglets hatch out, Brother Brown said, they are on a soft nest. Thank you very much. Timu. They are on a soft nest. And they play on the soft nest. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Baba said that is like when we first come to the Lord. Everything is smooth. Everything is dandy. God gives some blessings. And we are happy, we are glorifying the Lord. Brother said the first time he first was born again, he received the Holy Ghost. He said it was like walking in the air because of the joy of the salvation of the Lord. Until when he got home, the mother said, "B, what is wrong with you?" He said, "Nothing, mommy." So he has to go at the back of the house. There was a red track on that place. And he has to vent out the feelings that he was having. Praise the Lord. So these eaglets, they are on soft nest. And they are playing, they are doing everything. Brother said the mama eagle and the papa eagle will bring animal for them and feed them through the mouth. Then he gets to a time that these eaglets will be growing wings. As they are growing wings, their mother is looking at them, says, watching them, that yes, they are growing well. And their wings are growing. It got to a point that Mama Higu, one day Brother Brown said he will look at her through the binocular. Yes. He said he will look at that eagle to prepare them for the first solo flight. He will go in front of his eaglets. Yes, and he will spread his wings, walk around those eaglets, showing them his wings. Showing them his wings. And at the time, he will scream. How those eaglets will say, "Oh, how great thou art, Mama." He is showing them his wings. And his brother, when he screams, he's training them to his voice. My sheep hear my voice, and they will follow me.
What's he telling me?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then, after they have seen that these eaglets are growing, have grown to some stage, God said he has determined that these eaglets will not be outbound. They will not be like the chickens. Yes. Then, as a day will come, because he believes that they have loose feathers. Then he will flutter his wings. And he will be screaming. What is he doing? The great, the rushing mighty winds. Like on the day of Pentecost. Yes, sir. They will flutter the wings until all the loose feathers of this eaglet will fly away. When he's fluttering his wings, so those birds will fall back. Yeah, they outgrade her mama. He's preparing them for the first solo flight. Then he will give them lectures. Praise ye the Lord. At a point, he will spread his wings, telling those eaglets, oh yeah, come on my wings. Like I said the other time, those eaglets, they know how to, they have legs that are so powerful that can hold tight. You see, the scientists said that their legs are more powerful than the hands of men. So that they will hold, they will now use their legs to hold the wings of their mama. And their beak. Yes, sir. And the eagle will now take the flight. Say them very, very high. Praise ye the Lord. Say them very, very high in the sky, where they have never been before. Oh, sorry, I missed something. Yes, sir. Brabra said, before he takes them to this follows flight, Brabra said, you know, he padded the nest. Then the mama eagle and the papa eagle, they will use their beak to remove the paddies. He will remove all the paddies. Then those eaglets, they will not be comfortable again. Because the briars and things, the stickers and things. Oh my, I wish I could be something. Bear with me. I hope you are enjoying it. I don't know. God bless you. Let me read. I want to read something. This is 619. All right. So this mother, and that is as the eagle steered his nest. That is the one he preached in
61:01-22.
So I'm reading for paragraph 182. 182. Are you there? Okay. So this mother has decided that she don't want a little eaglet to become just denominational chickens. My goodness. No. She has decided that. So she has to get them out of that nest. When everything is working right, she has to give them a trial. So you know what she does? She gets right in there and takes a big pill, and Papa, and throw every bit of that of the packing out of there. Then it gets rough. Oh my, like he did after Pentecost. Persecutions arose, and everything else. You know, every time the little eaglet starts to get down, he would jump because of the sticker. It was on the sticker. Did you ever have that experience? Everywhere you go, stickers. Praise the Lord. Sometimes that happens to us. That everywhere you go, it looks as if God hates you. Everything you do, we fail. Sometimes it happens like that. It seems as if God is not with you anymore. It seems as if God is not hearing prayers anymore. He's getting you prepared for something. Praise the Lord. I don't want to get adjusted to the world. You don't want to get adjusted, no. And working on soft things. Oh my, let's take the way with the Lord despite you. That's right. Little ego, kind of God, she did that purposely. Yes, sir. For a purpose. So he wouldn't be so adjusted to the nest. He is an eagle. He is not a chicken. She wants to get him out there so he can trust his home. So he, after why? He just can't set down. No, this eaglet cannot set down. He's just having an awful time. The mother decides then that she wants to make him know he is an eagle. She looks him over and find out, yes, it's an eagle. He's ready to leave the nest now. He's dissatisfied with these old things of the world. Praise ye the Lord. So after the eaglets are dissatisfied, a place that was once comfortable now become a sticker. When it become a sticker, he wants to move out. Mama, what is happening? Every time, everything is sticky, sticky, sticky. Then the mother comes. Now it's time to go for the first little flight. So he spreads his wings, and those eaglets we put their legs and their beak to hold the wings. We take them to the very highest of the heights. Praise ye the Lord. When it gets into the into the highest, maybe altitude, Brabra said, he watches them through binocular. I said, he will shake every one of them off and set aside and tell them, flop your wings. Praise you the Lord. Because they are eaglets. They are, okay. If they don't flop their way so that they come down. So of course, they'll be flopping their wings. Toppy, soppy. One of them will be upside down. Down there. But yet, they are flopping their wings. Gradually, until they know how to fly. Barbara said, if one of them does not know how to do it and is coming down, the mother that has set aside, we quickly go and use his net to carry him and put him back there. Flop your wings. Praise ye the Lord. Let me read something here. Brabra said something on that. Oh, God is wonderful. 60.0804. As the Eagle started, when I say, you know, it's the same sermon, but different years. 60.0804, paragraph 177 to 180. Okay. Now, the old mother eagle goes so far up till she becomes out of sight.
Almost.
You know what she does? So them little eaglets, when she gets up there, I've watched them many times. She shakes them everyone off. Oh, you cram mother. Oh no. You smart mother. She said them everyone off in the air. Because she is not afraid. If they was had confidence enough to put their confidence, they don't look all over her big wings. They know. They know what she was. They had seen, and she had told them what their brother was that she raised earlier. Yes, the year before. And she knows they were flying. They know if they were flying. At least those ones, they know they are flying. She knows they were eagle, and she wasn't afraid to shake them off. God is not afraid to put you on a trial. When he said to Job, Satan, Dada. Satan said, oh yeah, you've got him all hedged up. Said, make me break that edges around him. I will make him to curse you to your face. He said, he is in your hands. Oh my, God is not afraid to put his eaglet to a flight test. He is not afraid. He is depending on you. He wasn't afraid to put Abraham to a flight test. He is depending on him. He was not afraid to put Abraham's seed to a flight test. Because he's depending on you. Praise ye the Lord. Moses says something. I want us to read it. Prophet Moses.
Rather, Mose, oh,
she said, he said something.
So, oh,
I want us to read it in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. We read the whole chapter. This is the prophet of the Lord speaking. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or not.
Ki iwo ki o si ranti ona gbogbo ti Oluwa Olorun re ti fun orin li agijo lati ogojo odun yi wa lati re o sile ati lati don wo lati mo ohun ti o wa le aya re bi iwo pa ofun re mo tabi bi be mo.
And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knowest not, neither thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man
live.
God humbled them. He made them to suffer hunger, so that he want to know what is in their heart. Not that he doesn't know. Verse 4. Thy raiment was not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swear these 40 years.
Aso re ku wo mo lara be ni ese re ku wo lati ogoji odun yi wa.
Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee.
Iwo ki o si mo le okan re pe bi eniyan ti ba omo re wi be ni Oluwa Olorun re.
Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills.
Verse 7.
A land of wheat and barley, and vines, and fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron. And out of whose ear thou mayest dig brass.
Ilẹ̀ nínú èyí tí ìwọ kò lè fi ẹsẹ̀ rẹ jẹ oúnjẹ, kí ìwọ kí ó sì fẹ́ ohun kan kù nínú rẹ̀. Ilẹ̀ tí òkúta rẹ̀ ṣe rin, àti láti inú òkè èyí tí ìwọ máa wà.
That's where he's taking them to.
Ibi tí Ọlọ́run wọn lọ nìyẹn o.
When thou art eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good lands which he has given thee.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá sì ti jẹun tán, tí ó sì yó,
Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou art eaten and are full, and art built goodly houses, and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flock multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou art is multiplied. Then thy heart will be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, where he were fiery serpent and scorpion and drought, where there was no water? Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers know not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end? And thou said in thy heart, my power and the might of my hands has gotten me this
wealth.
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy father, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. And the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. That is the prophet of the Lord warning the people that God led them to lead. Before his departure. So God has a purpose for every trial that we go through. An eaglet will not speak against his God. When he's going through whatever he has to go through, that God has ordained for him or her to go through. An eaglet is an eaglet. Like I said, we are talking about God and his children. You see, Brabham said the wings of this eagle, he said he wants to type it as the Old and the New Testament. And Brabham said it is only the eaglet that knows how to hold these feathers of this eagle, both the Old and New Testament. He said, let a chicken try to hold it. It will fall off. Because his own legs is not strong enough to hold anything. Praise the Lord. Let me try to read that if I can find it quickly. Yes, 60:08-04. Paragraph 165
to 169.
Jehovah, what?
Jehovah,
kini? Almighty God. El Shaddai. The breasted one. The big eagle. The winged one. The Bible, Old and the New Old and New Testament. Just take your hold. Whatever you have need of, put your hold right onto God's promise. And set right there. No matter what takes place, hold on. Also God's unchanging hand. You have reached up and said, I am the Lord. Heal all, and the Lord will heal all thy diseases. Take a hold on it. If he said that these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Take hold of it. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. Pastor say, there is no short a thing today. Take hold of God's, of what God said. Put your hook around there and hold. You are fasting to take a flight now. Remember, it looks dangerous. Hold on. Oh, I'm so glad. Why? A buzzard couldn't do that if he had to. A chicken don't even have a hook in his bill. He will sleep off before he got out of the nest. First time anything said something about him, he will say, oh well, I guess it wasn't right. Oh, but a eagle is a special built belt. He pulls that little old hooker around there and put them feet in there, and he knows how to hold on. Hold to the wings of the cross, brother. Let the storms just rock. Just keep on going. Move on. Praise the Lord. Then Abraham said, just before we close, he said, this eagle, after taking them through the first solo flight, he has taken them to the highest of the highest. Now you bring them down, you can bring them to the valley. Take them to the valley and climb up to the mountain. And he's watching over them, watching them play. He's not there with them. The eagle is not there with them. The eagle is on the top of the mountain watching his eaglet playing on the ground. Praise the Lord. God be merciful to any coyote or any animal that he thinks he has seen a prey to feed upon. Oh, that eaglet, you know, his eyes is seeing all the circumference around those eagles. Yes, sir. He's watching over them everywhere. Every animal, everything that wants to come around them, that eagle is watching them.
Oh,
when any animal, when any animal is coming around, before you know it, he will pick that animal up and throw it on the rock. Praise the Lord. That is the way our God is watching us. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Nothing can harm a child of God when his God is watching him. Our God watches over us. He doesn't sleep nor slumber. He watches over his home. Oh, praise ye the Lord. The Bible taught us that the eyes of the Lord watches over the righteous. And he also says, the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him. And to cap it all, God gave us the Holy Ghost. You see, then what can harm you? What can harm me? In the presence of our Heavenly Father, the great Mama Papa Eagle, watching over his young, watching over his home, who can harm them? Nothing shall by no enemies harm them, because they are the children of their Father. And God, from earth to glory, God will watch over his own. Nothing will harm them. When we are going through anything, our Father knows it. He sees it. Sometimes he allows it. He permits it for a purpose. God is not the author of confusion. He's not the author of frustration. So our God knows everything about his children. He knows what you are passing through. He knows what you are going to. He's not unmindful of what you are going to. He's watching it, but he allows it for a purpose. He allows it to pass for a purpose, to bring a testimony house to his own glory. God is not a wicked God. All his children, none of them will be lost. Praise ye the Lord. The great Mama
Yego.
The great Papa Yego. Oh, it's wonderful to know that God is watching over us. No matter the situation, no matter what comes or goes, no matter where you have to go, no matter what you have to pass through, your Heavenly Father is there for you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So don't be discouraged, brethren. When we are going through anything, be rest assured that your Heavenly Father knows. He sees it. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. We saw that in our Lord Jesus Christ just as we close. One time, his disciples were on the sea. He said, "Ye go up to the other side." And he went to the mountain to pray. When the storm was contrary, and it seemed as if they will not get to the other side. Oh my. And the ship is rocking. The devil, Barbara said, the devil swear that they are going to sink that ship. When those demons were planning to sink the ship, the Lord Jesus Christ saw them. He was watching them when they were making their plans. Sink my children. He was there on the mountain watching everything. Praise ye the Lord. And at the right time, Satan must have tried to quickly sink that ship. No. God will not allow it. If he sinks that ship, then God's work on earth, I mean, Jesus Christ had nobody to use as his disciple again to pass his message across to the others. So, and it is the plan of God that those disciples will carry on the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as today, we are here to carry on the work of the Lord God of hosts. We are here as his witnesses. We are here as his children. Nothing can destroy us before the time. Praise the Lord. Then, at the right time, after Satan has tried to cross in the ship, Jesus Christ at the right time was walking on the sea to his home. to his children, to his disciples. He was walking on the sea to them to let them know that he sees what he is going through and is here to be with them. You know how the Bible put it? Immediately he got to the ship, the Bible said they landed to where they were going.
Praise
the Lord. That is how God tastes his believing children. Rabbi said, God has confidence in his believing children. When you are going through anything, God has confidence in you. Only don't lose your confidence and your hope and your hold on God. Yes, sir. And of course, if you are an eagle, you are an eaglet, I mean to say, you can't lose your hold on that world. You were built like that. God built you like that to be able to hold on. Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years? Is it 5 years that you have to hold on? As a child of God, you will still hold on. Oh, praise the Lord. Not like people that will look for alternative. God's children don't look for alternative. In any situation, God's children don't look for alternative. They wait on their God. And at the right time, their God will prove himself. Praise the Lord. Let us bow down our heads. Be of good courage, God spake unto Joshua, when were the river, God pointed the way, Jordan uncrossable, this is impossible. Waters divide as they march and obey. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can turn through? Our God specializes, it is not impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. Oh, Baptist, we, they will meet with the obstacles. Jericho was too much for to the ground. God never faced his to back up his promises. Was hard to crumble as they march around. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can turn through? Our God specializes, it is not impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. God is the same, and his word is dependable. He will make a way through the waters for you. Life situations by him are amendable. Mountains and hills he will part for you too. Got any rivers you take along? uncrossable God, any mountains you can't sort out. Our God specializes, it is not impossible. That is our God. His word is dependable. Oh, he will make a way through the waters for you and me. Praise the Lord. Let's commit ourselves unto him. If you want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand to your Lord and your God, so that his servant will commit us to the Lord in prayer. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the privilege we have to sit at your feet and learn of you again. We thank you for this message as the eagle stirreth up our nest. Lord, indeed you sent to us a prophet in our generation. These things cannot be learned from a seminary. It takes a prophetic insight, Lord, to catch the revelation, Lord, through the use of your creatures, of different ones. Your prophet used animals to preach, used bears to preach, he used rivers to preach, practically everything. He used mountains to preach, and everything that there is, Lord, so that no matter how uneducated someone is, Lord, it will be easy for them to catch it. We are grateful to you. Lord Jesus, we have sat, we have listened to this wonderful story one more time. Lord, understanding and revelation coming from you. These things are not for entertainment. And Lord, we thank you because you are a great God that have finished everything already, even before we came here. Lord Jesus, the reason why the children of Israel, many of them fell in the wilderness, was because they were not designed to be eagles. Lord, they were earthbound creatures, chickens. That's why they couldn't understand your wonders. They could not stand the trials and the temptation. Those that were actually yours, you took them through. We thank you. And you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you came here to the surface of the earth, you said it is the will of the Father that has given me this commandment, that of all he has given unto me, I should lose nothing, but I should give unto them eternal life. And you say, and they shall never perish. We thank you very much for the assurance that we have in your word, Lord, so that through whatsoever way that we pass through in this life, your prophet said that you are waiting for our arrival. Because you that told your disciples at that time, said, let us cross to the other side. He did not give them details of what will happen on top of the river. But Lord, there were storms. Demons were there, 10,000 devils that wanted to sink the boat. But they couldn't overtake or overcome the word of the master. Let us cross to the other side. That's why they could reach the other side safely. We thank you very much. That same commandment you are giving unto us, your children. Lord, because we have predestinated us. Lord, you have determined our destination. There is no storms. There is no trial. There is no devil. There is no king of Persia that is sufficient enough to sink our boat, not to arrive the other side. Because we are bound to arrive, we are grateful unto you. Thank you for your grace that has ever thus far. We can say it is not by our power or might, it's been by your spirit and by your grace. We thank you very much. Since you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, since your power does not diminish, Lord, you are more than able to take us to the desired destination. We surrender ourselves unto you, that you will hold our hands. You will guide our feet. You will increase our faith. You will strengthen us, Father. Lord, day by day, help us to put our trust in you, not in our wisdom, not in our strength, not in our ability. We put our trust in you, and we know you will see us through. Blessed be your wonderful name. If there be anyone that is weak in faith, may you add to their faith. May you be our strength. Let it be their Father. May the Holy Spirit, Lord, that has put that promise in his word, that supreme grace, we give supreme faith, we give supreme grace for the supreme hour. Lord Jesus, whatsoever is needed at any junction of time, may you supply the grace, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. We used to sing some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Whichever way you have ordained us to pass through in life, may your grace always be sufficient, Father. Thank you, Lord. May these things not pass over our head. May your spirit position them in our heart for our benefit and for our spiritual growth, to your own glory and to the shame of the devil. Thank you, dear Father. Bless your servant you have used, and recall him and renew his strength, and lift up the horn of his ministry. We that have had it, may your blessing follow us, Lord. The names that were represented in the hands that went up, thou almighty God knoweth. Your prophet said that your angels have taken down the request. See to it, dear Father, that everyone will receive their petition. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you for the entire day. Lord, we go in the strength of this to face the Goliath of the week. Lord, may you be David in us, Heavenly Father. Lord, to push back every works of the enemy. Glorify yourself in our life. Help students, dear Father. Help workers. Be with travelers. Prosper the business people. Rebuild deliverance for the sake of your children. Give us good and perfect health. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Strengthen the weak, O God. Bless our undertakings. Our coming, our going out and coming may be ordered by you. Bless the services of the week. The journeys ahead of some of us may prosper, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Shortly we dismiss to go back to our homes. You are the one that brought us, O God, May you take us back home safely. As many as we have used, oh God, to Lord, make the blessings of the day possible in prayers, in consecration, in everything, oh God. May you bless each one in return. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. In the afternoon, I got a letter of appreciation from Ondo State. From Pastor Andrew Akimbola. He sent it in the morning when we have already entered the church. And that's the father of the groom of yesterday. So let me quickly read his letter. So my entire family sincerely appreciate you for showering us with love, support, prayers, endless blessings in the just concluded wedding of our son. I never knew you were so important to people like you that your full support made our celebration complete. And we are forever grateful. Our appreciation goes to all the ministers of God, including our beloved host Pastor Martins and Mommy Martins and the entire congregation. We shall celebrate more glorious things together in Jesus' name. Thanks and God bless you. From Pastor Andrew Akimbola. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the day and the blessings we have received. The Lord water it in our hearts for its expected fruits. Let's remember the evangelist in prayer. Already they are waiting for some of us to come for the minister's meeting. And then from there we see touch one or two places before coming back home. God bless you. Shall rise. Hymn number 83. As we dismiss, I found a friend in Jesus. Yes, I am found a friend in Jesus. He is everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully holy. Sorrow is my comfort, yes, in trouble is my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. Hallelujah is the lily of the valley, the brighter morning sun. He's the fairest of 10,000. He all my griefs are taken. He all my, God bless you till we meet again. Me and Satan.
glory. We see his blessed face. Where rivers of delight are ever grown. Hallelujah, is the lily of the valley. The bright and morning star. Is the purest of the stars of I am bound.